the middle of Bitoch. As Bavust Alamol, there's two Mehalchim of Bitoch. It's more Madregas. There's one Madrega of Nochu Mishganzu, and there's one Madrega of Rav Akiva. One of the Madrega of Nochu Mishganzu was a Tana that was called Nochu Mishganzu. What was his mile of Nochu Mishganzu? That everything that happened, he said, Gamzu Letoivo. So the Shaila is, the mile of Nochu is that he says, Gamzu Letoivo. That's the mile of Nochu. So the name of Nochum had to be Nochum Ish Letoivo. Or Nochum Ish Gamzu Letoivo. Nochum Ish Gamzu is Agonish. Gamzu what? Could be Gamzu Lero. Nochum Ish Gamzu. What's Nochum Ish Gamzu? Gamzu was. That's the Chir. Gamzu Letoivo, Gamzu Lero. The point of his name is Odo Nochum Ish Letoivo. Odo Nochum Ish Gamzu Letoivo. Nochum Ish Gamzu. Amaoritz told me he lived in a place that was called Gamzu, yeah? I was Sifakar, and the place was called Hashem Nochu. The place also was called Gamzu. So what is Gamzu? What is Gamzu? So I heard once from a Talmid Chacham. Nochum's Mahalach was, he took a story that happened to him that looked bad, and in the end he saw that it happened to be good. It turned to become good. Something bad that happened to him. But he saw that from the bad, good came. So while he saw that from the bad, good came, the next time when something bad happened to him, he said, Gamzu Letoivo. Remember, yesterday was bad, and I was sure it's my end, and then it worked out to be good. Gamzu Letoivo. This is also for good. I don't know how. I was making shavos. Aber gamzu letoivo. This is one mahalach. Remember then it was bad? In the end, it worked out good. Gamzu! This also, in the end, will end up levi letoivo. This is gamzu letoivo. This is the mahalach of Nochum. Gamzu letoivo. It's a mahalach of Rabbi Akiva. Kol da'ovid rachmon letav ovid. The lion came, letav. The candles went off, letav. Everything what happened, it's good. It's good. On Gamzu Letoivo. To Mahalchim. We'll start a little bit to work at Bitochim with the Mahalach from Nochum Ish Gamzu. This Shabbos, my wife was not feeling good, so we went somewhere. Mishpacha, but nice, we can't eat. Hechsher, where we go. So we took all the food with us. A quiet place. And we took the food. And everything. Anyway, it doesn't make a difference what is the kashas in the place. But anyway, though. So I sure. Then I went back, you know, to where I'm staying. And I met an old couple. 70 years old, maybe 80 years old. So I asked them, where are they eating for Shabbos? They said, they also, they bring some food with them. So I said, well, you know, you have to eat hot food. I said, yeah, yeah. On our age, Nisha grace enough Kamina. So I called the Shabbos. I said, listen, I'm Makbid to have guests every on Shabbos. Leval, I don't have guests. So please be my guest. I said, no. I said, listen, I'm here and here. You know, I'm waiting. So, middle of the game. And then, it's Shabbos. So then she said she was in the Holocaust, and then she went to Siberia, they put her in Siberia. She was a little kid in Siberia. It was 40-50 Celsius under zero. Mamish freezing was days, you know, was white beers, was mamish Neurobarium, the place she was. It was like maybe 30-40 people there with one, you know, a couple of goyim in charge of them. They had to chop wood, but she was a little kid. This was the goddess that they were there. And he said that, you know, it came before Sukkot. So the guy, the goy, told him that he knows that the Yidden have as a minik to move to make like little houses from wood, chmeis mishvas, before Sukkot. You know, he says, in this time of the year. And I want to tell you now, if someone will do it, first we'll put him, you know, we'll punish him, you know, and we'll take away his kids, and we'll put him in Russians' house, in Russian houses. Maybe the kids will remember that the parents were Jewish, but I can promise you, Yeiniklach will never remember that you were Jewish. So, if you want to try to make a chance, I'm telling you, this will be your punishment. You'll be put, you know, in a little room, you know, for all of your life. We'll beat you up, we'll do outs for you, you know, you'll never see the light anymore. And your kids will be taken away from you. She was 7 years old. She remember her father came home. And her mother looks at her father and the was like, and the father said, Mistama Hashem bring us to this place in the world from attacking mitzvah sukkah. Why do you think Hashem bring us to Siberia if not to fix mitzvah sukkah? I thought Hashem had to bring us to Siberia. I mean, if he wants to punish us, he could punish us. You know, he could give us tzoros in the city. I'm Mistama will send here to attack in mitzvah sukkah. I'm planning to make a sukkah. I'm not planning not to make a sukkah. What's about the kids? I'm planning to make a sukkah. I'm not planning not to make a sukkah. I'm planning to make a sukkah. That was a pacha. So they had, they were living, mom was freezing outside, and the house was like an oven, the whole house was like a big oven. So they had the doors were made like from poles of wood, you know. So they had like one door, and that was like a passage, and then he went into the house. So he made like a little passage, you know, mom sheva al sheva. So the door opened, so before the house comes in, he put like another species of tefach hazah. Man, and he put a little bit tzchach. After 2 minutes it snows anyway, so machvish does. And the melee, they had a sukkah. Passes only a couple of hours, you know, the guy calls him over and tells him, Velnik, his name was Velnik, Mr. Velnik, what is this? He said, no, my wife had a baby now, and I was thinking that, you know, when they open the door, the wind blows in. Mama's not good for the baby. So I said, I'll make double doors. Man, the wind will not come in. He's wondering, you know, the guy, Fakayv the Laksh, Nish Fakayv the Laksh. The guy holds out his hand, and he calls everyone to come back from work. He's sure that, you know, he's killing in front of everyone. And he tells him, you see, this stupid Yid just came a little bit time to Russia, already got the smartness of Stalin. Want everyone to copy what he did. He said, Pashta Eitzer, why we didn't think about it till now? Two doors to protect for the wind. So he said, was a Yidot and Apikoyos. Apikoyos was with them together there. He was checking in the whole time. The day after it, he came with his son. His son was older. He wants to make a bris milah. He said, if you five times this guy that yesterday gave this ganze drosha here that then a comment that he will take from a year that makes a sukkah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him to make you the model that everyone had, their own model, everyone has to follow. I know Sido Bairoil. Now, what's the pshat? Why this story gives us bitoch? Yeah, we hear such a story, you get bitoch. Now, we have a lot of Yidden that did such a maise and got caught and killed. I'm not going now alochadik if you mechuv to meis nefesh to suk or not. It's a bazunder shayle. It's not the shayle here now. It's not the mokum. We're not using the alochad part of it. Bitochen is a person feels the world. He's in such a place. He doesn't think one day he will come out of here. There's no way to come out of such a place. There's no tzad to come out of such a place. But he feels like Kadosh Baruch Hu put him here. It's bad. Hashem wants it. This is what Hashem did. If this is what Hashem did, and for this Hashem put me here, so what I'm worried about? If something has to happen to me, it will happen to me. And if it doesn't have to happen, it will not happen. So, this story, this is the light madrege is Gamzu L'Toivo. And the light madrege in Bitochen is to start to work first, to believe that it could come out good. Again, a person will work that only it for sure will happen good. But a person has to believe it will come out for good. The high. I want to take this case. The light person hit, look, this person was saved. But not to build bitachon on that, because what would be the first bin, you get a patch. But what was his other tzad? That I was here to fix Mitzvah's Nefesh of Sukkah. Upstairs I come after the Shemaim, I fix Mitzvah Sukkah in this world. I fix Mitzvah Sukkah in this world. What is the pshat? Pshat is, we spoke with it a couple of times, the marshal, the belt says, the two people came up to the Shemaim. You know, both of them passed the Holocaust. They come up to the Shemaim, the first person, they give him 100 million palaces of gold. 100 million. Ganz mechubadik. Second person comes up to the Shemaim, they give him 150 million. Palaces of gold. 150 million thousand. So the first person says, in Shulik, you know, he applies it, I don't know where you could apply it often, but he says, in Shulik, you know, we're together. He was number 2256, I was 2257. We're mamish near each other. We slept. One day I slept down, one day he slept. It was mamish. One, I think maybe I slept even more down. Mamish the same. We walked together. One day I was in front, one day he was in front. We passed Auschwitz together. We died in the same day. What was Gaitzahda? How was Shraim and Elam Ames? Call the judge. I'll tell you what happened. Remember the day he died? He died first. And when the Nazis came to kill him, they shoot him, you know, he didn't die. He fell, but he didn't die. He said the dogs, you know, they're starting to schlep off pieces. You know, he didn't die, he was a strong person. They were kicking him. The kids, it took a couple of hours till they managed to kill him. Mama, she was screaming, putting pieces in. He just didn't die. And they just left him like this. He was gracious for a couple of days. Till Yotzei Nishmasa. You dive into Hashem, Hashem, just take my neshama. I can't stand it. They shoot you and you died on the spot. For that 2 days that he suffered because he's a Yid, such isurim, get another 50 million palaces of gold. So, you're buying a shilah, I passed Auschwitz for 6 years. Give me 2 days of isurim. Netzach netzach, another 50. I'm left with 100 after the whole Auschwitz. Why you killed me quick? Suffer, screaming suffering, 2 days. Lenetzach netzachim, netzach netzachim. I will be like Rabbi Akiva v'Chaverov. Now I'm only achroinim, achveis mishim. Was the madregis dort? I don't know how it goes. This is what a person would say. If that person would come down to the Shemaim, oh, it's again. They had two choices, where to go, to this Nazi or to that Nazi. He'll go to this Nazi, for sure. That killed with a dog. You're not Davin Hashem, just don't send the dog. It's a pachat to say it. And I'm not saying, we'll have to come to the Madrega that we'll hold like that in Gantz. But this is, to take one echatimtza. This person, I'm going back to the story of this person of the Sukkah. He had two options. One option, he'll be terrible for him. But he came, this is his tikkun in the world. The person is metakim, when he needs to metakim, he goes up to the Kisei HaKovod. Even a shaman has what she has to be metakim. If you metakim it completely, you shalom and gansim. You're not missing nothing in Olam HaEmes. Every person has what he has to be metakim. As I get this. This is your tafkid. He says, I'm saying again, I don't know if I'll be aloha, we have to pass it like Yenem or not. I'm here in Siberia, it's such a massive white birds around me, everything is sukkah, yeah? This guy that has a mishugas, you know? They came to places they didn't know how he didn't look at it. People that, you know, they checked if under the yarmulkes they have horns. They never saw it, people never saw no one. This guy would decide to hide of mitzvah sukkah, was hot of a mitzvah sukkah? Such a chomo de gazach. He says, mimanefshach. I have to attack in mitzvah sukkah. This is the reason I'm here. If I suffer for that, I did rotten Hashem. And if Hashem wants, He will save me. Look how He saved when He wanted to save. He doesn't need your help to save. Gamzu l'toivo. Gamzu l'toivo. See, right? Sometimes I don't see it. Sometimes I don't see it. And taki, I don't see it. Aber Gamzu Latriva. Gamzu Latriva. So the first wave is Chaskus and Bitochen. Well, Nochem is Gamzu, the high Madrege, but I'm saying we're using it between the lower Madrege and Gabi us in the moment. To take such stories, but a person could find from his own stories. A person could find from himself stories that happened to him that he finds bitachon. That gamzu l'toiv. Every story that a person has to find. This a person has to look. A person has to look. But this happens. I'll tell you, that Shabbos I had to go away. I was sure that it's the place that, you know, it was Masada to go, it was very close. I'm not such a bucky. First time I went away somewhere, I don't know. Because I had, you know, I was in Masada, something was Shalom and the milk here, so I was busy Friday. I didn't realize, you know, Shachta came to America, I wanted to speak to him. I didn't realize the time is coming late. I left my house like 1 o'clock. And normally it's a driver that I use, but it's a very not comfortable car. I use it with all my family. So I especially just called the company, just, you know, to order a car, you know. Yenem comes. You know, everyone said, you know, Yenem, you know, we don't want to go with Yenem. It's very nice to us, you know. I thought, Gamzu L'Toiv. Gamzu L'Toiv. I didn't know yet what is the Gamzu L'Toiv. We go into the car, we start to go. He says, you know, it's over an hour and a half traveling. I thought, you know, to be too close to Shabbos, I'm planning to go in the middle of the way off. Kids are speeding. But he tells me, but Lemaise, you know, I'm in the middle of the way. But you know, when I'm coming back, I'm Chal Shabbos, you know. I don't have a problem with that. He says, but you know, you will get there. I said, what are you nervous about? I'm anyway from Chal Shabbos, even if I'm rushing. I told him, I can't go. Kids, you know, there's no way that he went the quickest that we could, yeah? I'm saying. The police might be a soldier, it's not so dangerous, you know, to be stopped. But the kids are, I thought, you know, I gave him extra money, another 150 shekel. But tonight, when Shabbos comes, he stops the car where he is. So that he got out of the city and he stopped. He walked by foot, managed to get mamash 5 minutes before Shkir, he got to the Chemish. He parked his car outside and he walked home. But if I have a different driver, I'll have to stop the trip. I can't have a person Chal Shabbos because of me. So the whole, I didn't know what was the Gamzu L'Toiv. But that's his Gamzu L'Toiv. The Hainu, a person has to learn. Again, if you're not strong and you're planning, yeah, miyat to be upset, because Baruch Hu doesn't smile miyat. But it doesn't take a long time to smile. And it doesn't mean that he has to show you in everything. If you will see it the whole time, I said in the beginning, there's no nisayon in life. There's nothing hard. Everything is life. Well, what is hard? Everything is life. Abba, if a person gets used to gamzu l'toiv, to try to find something bad happened to me, look, Oh Hashem. It's Meshumayim. It's Meshel. What he has to find 1, 2, 3, 4. He finds a couple times that he had a Gamzu L'Toiv. After he finds a couple times that he had a Gamzu L'Toiv, he starts every time to remember. This is also. Not every time he has to start to find, so when it's good and where it's good. He has a Gamzu L'Toiv in his head. Gamzu L'Toiv. The Ikur is L'Toiv. I'm doing my Ishtadlis. It's not working out of a Gamzu L'Toiv. Every person, lelo yoytze min haklal, could see it the whole time. The whole time. Again, it's nisyonis. That sometimes you don't see it. Sometimes it looks terrible. But the whole time you could see Gamzal HaTov. The whole time you could see Gamzal HaTov. And this was the avoid of Nochum Ish Gamzu. This was his shita. The Chiddush was Gamzu. This also. You remember something happened to me? You remember that time? And the end it came out good? Gamzulatov. Remember this case? Gamzulatov. And the chokhmah of a person is to find a echatimtze. One echatimtze, two echatimtzes, three echatimtzes. But to find, and when you find a echatimtze, you realize, this is the Ribbono Shel Olam. This is the Ribbono Shel Olam. Again, you also have to remember the tikkun. The tikkun. Dain, the moshul. A person looks, we're standing towards the end of the Golus of Klal Yisrael. How could Kodesh Baruch Hu turn over so much things? So much things for Klal Yisrael, yeah? Hashem moved the Yidden from one place to the other place, yeah? It's different than all the nations, yeah? Teir was in Poland, this was Gans Teir. Teir was in Sfarad, Gans Teir. Teir is in this country. Teir is moving from place to place. Teir was in Bavel. In Bavel, that's a Golish with Nish, the Sheikhs. All of the Yidden, everything was in Bavel. Everything was in Poland. Everything was in Russia. Everything is in a different place. Everything is in different places. Listen, the Kodesh Baruch Hu was Mesevev the Torah. Kodesh Baruch Hu bring the Torah to go from one place to the other place. The Hainu, this is Ratzon Hashem. That it will happen like that. That it will turn like that. Now, a person to get Bitochen, we said that the Vayim is Avodah Lemaaseh, not only on paper. This is the whole tachlis of this vayim of bitachon. Person has to take on himself for this week. But I'm saying again, bitachon, it's avoda, but after you coin it, like the Chavos Halevavos says, you're so rich. I'm not saying, I also fail a lot. I try to work a lot on bitachon, and I fail. Sometimes I get so upset when bad things happen to me. Yeah? But there's so much things that when you're used to working on them, you say, oh, Baruch Hashem, at this I can laugh. And I know that 5 years ago, Ramosh made me upset. No, so I'm saying, everyone is a human being. Shul Zaman Rebach told me once, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings up the Nisyonis. You know, he wants you, he doesn't leave it easy for you. I went once to ask him, and two Chashavi people, and the way they were behaving, and they were handling, it didn't pass. So I went to ask Shul Zaman, what's the pshat with them? So he told me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it to them, that by them, this is Mamish major. Because that would not be a Nisyon for them. So sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu could bring something major. Sometimes he could put in a cup that it's major. He doesn't have to make a ganze matzah. But then they think that this is a mitzvah rabbi. It's a vetzach a ganze tumu. But be a seidah. You feel. It's one of the only things in midas that you work on and you could feel in the same week you could start to feel the payas. So I'm saying to take on this week, to try. Again, it's only a question of habit. And after you get used to it, you don't have to work on it. It happens. It happens. Mamash happens. A bad, at least once a day. Say, hopefully you will not have bad things once a day. Yeah? But something bad happens to you. Yeah, maybe I'll explain. When we come to the Madrege, when you miss the elevator and you have to wait to get to the elevator, it's also gone to the table. Yeah? Also gone to the table. Maybe I'll give you one more mashal. I speak Alamot in Gilead. And I don't know if you saw, Baruch Hashem, you're in Yeshiva, but in Shmuel Anovi by night is like 20, 40 buses, all the Gilead to go, and they're running, you see like people running in the end of Second Seder, trying to chop the buses. And then Gemara asked me once, he doesn't understand. Every time when he has a good day, he wrestles, he misses the tender. And he has to take a taxi 40 shekel home. Every day that he learns bad, he gets the bus. Mama, she sees it, kaseva. The day that he learns good, he runs down, someone stops him, he misses the bus, cost him 40 shekel. Something in life has come out half of the wage, yeah? And the day that he learns bad, every time he gets. You tell me, no, now, Gamzu on the table, no? It's the captain. Tell me Gamzu on the table here. So I tried everything, and then I know it's better. If I come home, the food is ready, not ready, the same. I never found diamonds, no way. Tell me, where is your stories? Do you only have stories? Where, I want the story. I thought, I'll tell you Pasha. I don't want to hurt you, I told him, but I'll tell you Pasha. I said, what do you do in the bus? You're supposed to your friends, right? Don't learn. Speak about, you know, about Yemen, this magichir, that person. Until you get home 40 minutes, you know, Aram get on the ganze yeshiva to shtiklach, yeah? So, you know, you hold on him, you hold on him. Everyone has his day. In yeshiva, you learn. But a day that you learn good, Hashem says, you know, you learned so good today. You don't deserve to, in one day, to miss all the mitzvahs, like to lose it on the way home. No, then you're a good person. But the guys there are not so good guys. You know, your chevra, a bad chevra. Hashem can change them, you know. He makes you to lose. It's worth your 40 shekel, you come home with a package of mitzvahs. A day that you bet, let him to be on the bus, let him, you know, Abis al Meraveiras. Zechit comes on the table. You come up to the Shemayim, you will realize, Givaldik, the day that I learned, Schar mitzvah, mitzvah, Hashem, maybe I'll miss the bus. A person learns good because of that. He misses a trip that he mamish wanted. Because I learned, you know, the guys didn't take me. You know, Hashem knows. You go with these guys. This is vantfile. Yeah, he knows what happens when you go with these guys. You look there. You do this. Because you learned good, they didn't take you. You think fakir? If I'll be heaven outside, I will manage. Yeah, because I'm learning, they didn't take me. Hashem saved you because you learned. Bidiyuk. You have to be a little bit creative, a bit, to learn Gamzu L'Tayfa. But in the minute that it happens to you, like when I miss a bus now, I think like, so much things to think about. So much. I'm not saying a person has to be Fadimiyat every time. So I'm saying the elevator, who knows who's the Bachan of that trip, you know? I don't know. That's why when I go, I see it's a good bachur. But I don't know. I'm not saying that I think now in an elevator, who knows what he's talking in the elevator. But I'm just masbir. Every zach, if a person gets used to it, so I'm saying the avoda is that you don't have to jump. When you're used to it, it's not, you think now, so like because of the guy to talk, you have to be thinking, this is garnished. It's like you don't think now if it's light in the room. It's light. Yeah, we go outside, it's dark. You don't think, oh, now we change to light, to dark, yeah? When you get used to it, this is the way it passes near your head. So there's a goal. So it's not like you're thinking twice. Oh, what happened? Good, bad, good, bad. A story, and you go by it every second. You know, you make up a storybook. But the way to avoid it is once a day, something that bothers you. I'm not saying if you don't start with the elevator, yeah? Something that bothers you, shtickle. Try to think l'tayfa. Try to think. What it could be the type of. Are you a manager or not manage? Hopefully, one or two of them, you will see that there's a type in the end. After you will see that some are the type of, you will start to say gams are the type of. But this is the tchila sa'avayda. Tchila sa'avayda to take such a thing on yourself. Bez Hashem will have siyata l'shvim.